A 10-year-old boy was killed in an ATV accident Saturday afternoon. The Highway Patrol reports the boy died when he hit a dip and become airborne, overturning the ATV and ejecting the boy from the vehicle. The accident happened about 10 miles northwest of Kabul at 1140 Highway AK. A man from Mansfield was killed in an accident east of Mansfield on Sunday. The Highway Patrol says the 62-year-old man was killed and a 48-year-old man from Ava suffered minor injuries. When the man from Mansfield slowed to make a turn and was hit by the truck the man from Ava was driving, causing him to travel off the road and overturn several times. The accident happened on US 60, 1 mile east of Mansfield. A teen was killed when he was electrocuted while hunting in Ozark County Friday. According to the police report, the 16-year-old was hunting with another teen in the Brixie Rockbridge area and was walking along the power line easement and grabbed a sagging power line, not knowing that it was energized. Authorities say the victim was a volunteer firefighter with the Brixie Rockbridge Volunteer Fire Department. On Saturday evening around 11:49, Sergeant Berkshire with the Shannon County Sheriff's Office was dispatched to a residence in Winona regarding a domestic-related incident and reported theft of a motor vehicle. The victim, who was in a relationship with a suspect, Clyde Joseph Kapp, reported that Kapp had taken her pickup truck without her consent after a prior argument and after allegedly breaking the rear window of the vehicle. The victim further reported that Kapp had allegedly threatened to kill her and members of her family. Based on the information, Sergeant Berkshire responded to speak with the subject's parents, who indicated that Kapp was heavily intoxicated and driving the vehicle. Sergeant Berkshire was on scene when the stolen vehicle reportedly passed the residence at a high rate of speed, prompting him to return to his patrol vehicle and initiate a pursuit. During the pursuit, Kapp allegedly traveled on State Route 19 at speeds exceeding 110 miles per hour, failing to stop at multiple intersections, and crossed into the oncoming lane. He then turned onto a paved road that transitioned to gravel with speeds fluctuating between 85 and over 100 miles per hour. These actions created significant danger to the public and law enforcement personnel. The pursuit ended with the stolen vehicle crashed, sustaining major front end damage. Kapp then fled the scene on foot. A multi-agent emergency search continued for several hours before Kapp was arrested. He has now been formally charged with felony aggravated fleeing and arrest, and he's being held on $10,000 cash-only bond. The sheriff's office says they expect that there will be additional charges pending after a prosecutional review. A man from Cotter was arrested Sunday afternoon in Baxter County. 44-year-old Paul Chandler was arrested and has been charged with several traffic violations, along with possession of a firearm by certain persons, possession of a controlled substance, and possession of drug paraphernalia. He was taken to the Baxter County Detention Center and bond was set at $10,000. A man from Pomona was arrested by the Highway Patrol Sunday evening in Howe County. 30-year-old Nathan Rodman was arrested on a felony Ozark County warrant for burglary. He was taken to the Howe County Jail. A Donovan man is being held in Ripley County after his arrest on Saturday. 51-year-old Daniel Mitchell was arrested for felony possession of a controlled substance, meth, and a Butler County warrant for failure to appear. He was taken to the Ripley County Jail. The Arkansas Natural Resource Commission on Wednesday approved $153.9 million in loans and grants to dozens of sewage and water systems across the state. The majority of the funds come from the Clean Water Revolving Loan Fund, a pot of federal money used for wastewater system improvements. Nearly $55 million in loans will come out of the Clean Drinking Water Revolving Loan Fund, which similarly funds drinking water system improvements. Locally, Hardy received a $1,003,651.50 loan with principal forgiveness and a $333,550.50 loan from the Clean Water State Revolving Fund. The project serves a current customer base of 458. These funds will be used for wastewater treatment facility improvements. In Highland, they received $1,938,640.50 loan with principal forgiveness and a $646,213.50 loan from the Clean Water State Revolving Fund. This project serves a current customer base of 982. These funds will be used for wastewater treatment facility improvements. Hardy also received a $778,865 loan with principal forgiveness from the Drinking Water State Revolving Fund. This project serves the current customer base of 458. These funds will be used for a meter system replacement.